people, it's Jasmine Kane. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up, everybody?
Jesus fucking Christ!
What the hell was that?
Lower the headsets, will you? Holy shit,
we go.
Man.
All right,
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have to do that. There we go. There we are. Thank you, Marvin. Today is Monday, November 20th?
20th.
20th. Wow, I can't believe how fast this month has gone by.
It's over.
This is our Thanksgiving Day show. And you know what? This show, we want everybody out there, whoever wants to call in tonight, and we want to hear what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
That's correct.
Okay?
It's all about you guys.
It's all about you tonight, all right? So, because we have nothing. 877-917-5263. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you tonight. And what you're thankful for, and any other good stories, you know? Like, I'll start it off.
Of course you will.
I'm thankful for a lot of things, right?
Right.
But for my beautiful wife I have, who helps me out in so many different ways in life. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for my beautiful kids I have, and my family, and my job, and my friends. And I'm thankful for you guys helping me out with the show, how much the show means to everybody because of the help I have, and means to me and all that other good stuff. So I'm thankful for a lot of things here tonight, and that's one of them. And I'm going to be thankful for the turkey I'll be eating on Thursday. So.
Is the turkey thankful?
The turkey is very thankful.
No.
Turkey's like, this sucks. So we are actually coming live to you on Facebook and YouTube Live. So I know we always had problems in the past with Facebook. So you can go in and subscribe to us on YouTube, mm-hmm. and you get a better sound, a better quality, and all that other good stuff. All right, so how about you, Margaret? What are you thankful for? You're welcome.
I'm thankful that you speak for me all the time. What the hell, man? Well, I don't want to get too mushy on the phone.
No, you don't have to get mushy.
But no, I'm just thankful for living. I've been blessed with the last 10 years of giving a new lease on life, and I'm thankful for being here with my family and my friends and
okay.
the people that mean the most to me. They know who they are, and my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thankful.
Yeah, all right. That's awesome.
I got a roof over my head, food on my table. I'm thankful.
That's the most important part. All right, that you have a roof and you're living and you're happy and all that other shit, right?
Yes. I'm getting a new boob in a couple of weeks.
And you're getting a new tit.
Woohoo!
Christmas present.
Yes, and the honey man gets to unwrap it.
How about?
That's his present.
Oh boy!
How big is
He's
the bow?
Like, always about the boobs, folks. Sorry, I'm thankful for that.
I've seen them already. Saying it's like a used gift.
No, it's not.
No, he's getting a new.
He's getting a new one.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, one new, one used.
You got to have a sense of humor, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this.
How about you, Rod?
Just like you guys, I'm thankful for my family and my health and this show. This show has been a wonderful experience this last year, and thank you to everybody who's made this journey unbelievable. We've had a good time doing it, and all you guys out there, really, you touched our hearts by being part of us.
And now he's getting mushy.
Makes it worth coming in every Monday night and spending time doing what we love to do because you love to watch us.
Right, right.
So thank you.
So.
And the hell with the damn bird. I'm eating it.
All right, so here it is, folks. Da-da-da. There we go.
Johnny's going to look lot clearer now.
Wow!
All right, here, let me put mine on so we're all even here.
I now have to wear
I feel like glasses. I'm in the AV squad or something. Now, we all have our glasses.
No.
Wait, there's a Jerky Boys joke in here somewhere.
Somewhere.
Wrap me up in cellophane and where's my glasses? And, you're working out. Bench pressing.
I don't have to wear them. It's like, you know, I have a problem sometimes seeing a little far and reading shit. Like, I don't have to wear them for the show, so I'm taking them off. There you go. Hello out there.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But anyway, you know what? I've been thinking about this show, all right? Let me put it on me for a second. All right? I've been thinking about this show, and I was talking to Joe Cuminale. Is that what I'm saying?
Cowboy Joe.
Cowboy Joe.
Yeah.
Great guy. He loves the show. He's probably watching now. What's up, Joe? Happy Thanksgiving. And we got into a conversation about the show, about what the show is really about.
Right.
And you know what? There's motorcycle shows out there. There's plenty of shows out there that about building motorcycles or talking parts and all this stuff. We are actually, we come back at you as we are bikers on the biker lifestyle way of living.
Right.
Like we're going to talk to you about bike events, bike parties, all kinds of related bike stuff, you know, camping, you know, that's what I want the show to be about. I want people to call in and be about, you know, I found a great road out in Colorado and,
right.
You know, and there was a great cigar place there and we found a great place to eat on the side of the road and this, that, the other thing. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. That's what the show is about. We're not going to sit here and build a motorcycle for you or talk carburetors or anything else like that. We're going to talk the other side, okay, of the motorcycle. Okay, the side that sits on the bike.
And
it's basically what this show is about, bringing people together. The groups that you're in, right? Want to hear about your Facebook groups?
There's a lot of groups.
A lot of great groups out there. Biker Trash Nation, Wild Hogs. I Love My Harley No Rules. There's so many groups out there. And, you know, we want to bring everybody together. Mm-hmm. We want to be like a helm.
A round table for a motorcycle.
Yeah. We are the hub of the wheel of life. How's that?
Whoa, that's so really
this
heavy.
Is where you'll get your information because Margaret is always caught up on all the bike events that's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Or you know, we want to hear stories about, you know, Daytona Beach, Sturgis, Myrtle Beach, whatever.
And we want to hear the backstories too.
Right.
We had Margie who called in last week or the week before.
She has some great stories.
You know, and she'll probably still call in and share some stuff. Yeah, now that I'm talking into the mic, I'm talking into the hole, so now you can hear me.
Talking to the hole.
I'm talking to the hole. But anyway, your lifestyle. What you guys do.
I mean,
not all of us ride 24/7. I wish I was blessed to be able to do that, but a lot of us do. I mean, I know quite a few people that motorcycle is their only means of transportation.
Yes.
24/7 no matter where they live.
Yeah.
It's just that's their way of life.
That's right.
And there are others that are blessed with being able to tour around the world. And the country. And Ida and Paul, if they're listening, they managed to stop and take time out of what they're doing to call into the show. And that means a lot to us. They're sharing their stories. They're sharing what's happening. And if you follow us on our social media pages on Facebook, not so much on Instagram, but pretty much on Facebook, we share a lot of people's stuff. So if you have things that are exciting, that are going on in your life, maybe not so exciting, doesn't matter. You know, you turn a wrench in your garage. I know a lot of people that do that, you know, Kip and all this stuff, expanding his stuff. And you're working on stuff in your living room, your backyard builders. You know, it's great, you know. Fenton's online right now, you know, and he's building a couple of bikes and we're sharing his stuff and what he's doing. So it's all about sharing.
That's
right. We all have the same commonality, and that is the motorcycle.
Exactly.
No matter what brand or make, I know everybody's going to be like, pro Harley, pro this. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So that Indian motorcycle, I'm really itching to buy it. I think I'm going to, with Mark V, we're going to end up riding
some
Indians. I'm going to treat myself.
Definitely nice motorcycles out there.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
a
few of them.
You know, so.
Or maybe I'll ask Fenton to build me one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or maybe our own Randy, right?
Yeah. No, that'll take forever. No offense. I love Randy. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on him.
Randy's still feeling under the weather, so when
he's better, he'll be back. His health situation.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out
to
Debbie from Michigan. I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
young lady.
Happy birthday.
We're in the same age category, so excellent. I just want to give a shout out.
And 26.
Clinton. Oh, thanks for the compliment. Clinton, I know you're watching. So please call in so I can hear your sexy voice. Thank you very much. That will make my Thanksgiving.
There you go.
It really will. I'm just saying.
Wow.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. You're laying it on the line right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Lisa Poole, how are you?
Lisa,
she's doing the
cruise.
The cruise, yep.
That Michael Allman.
Cool. And now Geneva is on board.
Geneva is on board. That
yeah,
is
we
correct.
Got her on board.
No, we're not. I already spoke to her, and we got a special arrangement going on, so we're going to have to confirm that with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, sadly, you know, taking 3 days for a cruise turns into a full week for us. So.
And maybe a couple nights in jail as well.
Yeah.
let's face it, you know.
And seasickness and all that crazy stuff.
I'm not worried about seasickness. I'm worried about me and Michael Loma getting together, and that's going to be that.
You're going overboard.
I'll have a mad wife at me. And I'll probably end up in jail.
But we've been sharing that cruise on our site, and I know there's a few days left, I believe, for booking the cruise.
Yeah.
Where you can get an all-inclusive package, which includes all drinks.
I'm in. That's it. So
and it's only, I believe, Lisa, if you want to call in and let us know, too, some more information of when it actually closes out. But I believe you only need to leave a deposit of $175.
That's not bad at all.
Just to book a room for two, and it's under $1,700 for two people.
That's not bad.
A
3-day cruise to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
With all those bands? Oh, great music, too.
I know.
Michael Allman, Geneva.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're going to have Jasmine Cain. And,
I always forget that other guy. I can't remember it. I'm sorry.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't mean it. I think it's Joe something or other. I forget. I'm sorry. I'm going on my Facebook, on my other page. I'm like multitasking here between YouTube and everything else.
It's a short week. I wish that we did our show on Wednesdays because we'd be drinking beers right now.
Oh, God.
Being off tomorrow, right?
No, that's like the biggest bar night.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like the eve of any holiday.
That's right. We were going to go to Lake George, but we changed our mind.
Why?
Because, you know what, leaving here on a Wednesday is going to be crazy.
Why, yeah. I'm leaving here on a Wednesday. I'm going upstate.
And you'll be cushioned halfway up.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm leaving at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, take the bridge off 135. It'll be fine. You know, go up to Connecticut. Oh, wait.
135 to Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Still waiting for that.
We have a call.
Well, yes, we do. Hello, you are on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Thanksgiving Show.
Hey, it's Frosty, Lisa Poole.
Hey. How are you, Frosty?
How are you, Frosty?
Hey, doing good. I thought I'd call in since you guys were talking about me.
Of course.
I'm in the bedroom hiding from my grandchild.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I remember those days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to do it. Yeah, and I just took a benzo, and so I'll be all right in a minute.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
I know, right? Oh, God, I've had such a great past couple of weeks. So funny. I work for a motorcycle magazine here in Atlanta, too.
Okay.
I have my And I had J.D. Walker playing at my bike night last weekend.
Nice.
Doing an acoustic, and guess who was in town?
Michael Allman.
One and only.
Yeah, because I live close to Atlanta. And Michael went up there, and he was like a surprise. J.D. knew he was coming. But we didn't tell anybody in the bar, and everybody, and I thought all them women, mm-hmm. It was just amazing. They were like, oh, their mouths were dropping open and all that. Well, you know he's just really hot anyway. So,
nice.
Yeah, he's nice to look at.
I mean, come on. Yeah, he is very nice to look at. And you were asking about the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay, November 30th is the last day for the $100 deposits per person. And then after that, unless Norwegian has another sale, I'll have to go up to $2 per person, unfortunately, for a deposit. But I still have pricing locked in for as many rooms as I want to sell until New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Okay.
But please don't wait till New Year's Eve to call me, because you know I'll be partying, you know. That'll be a bad day to call Miss Frosty. So.
Yes, I think it will be bad.
All of us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing on New Year's Day?
We're having a New Year's Day 1 year anniversary show.
But we're going to be hungover.
At 8 o'clock at night?
Yes.
Then you drink a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
Then, okay, then we'll have a hungover New Year's Day 1 year anniversary party.
Can we fit in Lazy Boys in here?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No.
What about you, Lisa? Well, I mean, go ahead.
I'll be hungover, but I'll be listening.
Okay.
Excellent.
See? Isn't New Year's Day where you're supposed to like lounge on the couch and watch like nothing? Like, do nothing.
No,
you
watch The Honeymooners all day.
No, I thought it was Twilight Zone. Oh, no, it's Honeymooners.
The Honeymooners.
That's right.
What is, like, the movie for New Year's Day?
Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. No, it's definitely The Honeymooners.
The movie for New Year's Day should be The Hangover. Man. 1, 2, and 3.
And 4. That's us.
Yeah.
Ink and blink and a nod.
So, Lisa.
Which one are you?
Oh, man.
The middle one.
What else do you have to say about the cruise?
Well, what else? Man, I just think it's going to be a big party. Jamie Durbin, I invited her to come along. She's going to come along. I'm going to give her some stage time. She's going to do a couple of duets with Michael. So it's just getting bigger and better.
Wow.
That's all it is. And I'm going to have to remain totally professional 20% of the time.
That's good enough.
That is perfect. That is truly a professional.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what's really good. But, I mean, all you can drink, all you can eat, and all these awesome bands, and two islands in the Bahamas, and you're not going to have to worry about getting on your bike and driving anywhere.
That's
no,
true.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Very true.
You know, you can't beat it. All you'll have to do is, like, mash an elevator button and walk to the bar. I mean, that's going to be the extent of your stress.
Yeah, the problem with hitting the elevator button and walking to the bar is that you have to pass the casino first.
Oh, my God.
Right? And that's one obstacle in the way. Right?
One.
Then you got the bar.
I know. Well, the $75 onboard credit that I'm offering per cabin that Norwegian was kind enough to give to me.
Oh, wow.
That way you can hit a slot or two every time you walk through the casino.
Nice.
One or two.
I know. And casino bars tend to make the better drinks on the ship. You know why, right?
Because they want you to gamble. Exactly.
That's right.
You'll be drinking. So, they'll be like, you almost had that one. Try again. Look, the 7 almost fell.
I know.
Look, if you hold this 65-ounce drink, it's
so
better.
I'm so excited.
So, Lisa.
And I'm thankful for you guys.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you what you do for Thanksgiving.
For Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Y'all are making my year. I love listening to you.
Well, that's great.
Thanks,
my
Lisa.
Phone beeping. It beeps all the time. It's just going beep, 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 beep.
Well, we hope. Like I said, we hope that people enjoy listening to us. We try. You know what I mean? We're
just being us.
We're just being us. This is it.
It's the real deal.
You know, and
we ain't being anything other than we are.
And our friends over in North Carolina from Biker Trash Nation, we know that because I hung out with them, and I was no different there than I am here.
I know.
So,
I know.
Except I was a lot younger there.
Sorry, Wayne.
Hey, I hope y'all come down to Coco after the cruise.
Yeah, I spoke to Johnny about it. We're trying to figure that option out. So
yeah, we're gonna work something out.
Well, we got to actually go through our calendars, and I'll confirm with you. Off air. Okay.
Yeah.
I know. It takes time to get stuff like that together.
Yeah, it does.
Man, I would love to have you guys there, though.
We would love to be there.
I'm getting a special tattoo the Tuesday after the cruise. If y'all want to hang around a few hours,
right.
I'm not saying on the radio what it is, but you guys might want to like come in and watch.
Okay.
It's not Rod's mustache, is it?
That would be great.
And that's the Tuesday or the Monday? You're going to do it the Monday? When's Coco?
I'm doing it. Because, see, we've got to unload all the equipment off the ship and everything.
Right.
Monday morning, and I'll be hungover and tired. And then Monday night, we're having that thing at whatever bar it is Michael Allman's having it set up at.
Okay.
And then Tuesday morning, heading out to the tattoo shop.
All righty.
It's gonna be an epic tattoo, man.
We should do some if we're allowed. Maybe we can do some live video.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I'll let you do it. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to cover up some parts with a sheet.
Not for me. You don't have to. That's all right.
No, if it's I don't have to. I don't mind.
Then what are we gonna video?
Google me.
Oh, that sounds very dirty.
No.
Surely to God, you can't find me on Google. Good Lord, not like that.
Oh, man. So. No, that's all. We won't Google you, Lisa.
No.
No, I'm starting to get afraid now. No, I'm joking.
I want to see it, we want to see it firsthand, you know what I mean?
No, she's probably, listen, if I can get a camel tattooed on my toe, how bad could her tattoo be? Come on.
She can get a camel tattooed on her camel.
That's awesome.
Wow. Was that one hump or two?
You can't beat that.
Yeah, well, no, I lost a bet. Well, not really, but we were supposed to originally go down with Wayne Pinnix over at Biker Trash Nation. They were doing their Camel City Bike Fest.
Right.
I don't know if you were listening to us when we were first announcing their annual event. But, I kept having Freudian slips, and I kept calling it the Camel Toe Bike Fest.
And it stuck.
Well, that's how we got Wayne to finally call in. So he finally called in. He's like, can you stop making fun of me? And just one thing led to another. And he said that he was going to get a camel tattooed on his toe. And I would do the same, but then the hurricane came and we wussed out and, push come to shove. But, Cheryl from Indestructible Inc. here on Long Island, I went to go see her and she actually did the camel tattoo on my toe. And, Motorcycle Mayhem, we made a donation to the Purple Heart Homes, which is what, Biker Trash Nation was raising money for at Camel City Bike Fest. And it worked out, really well all around. So
yeah,
and it's on my toe. So it's funny.
I love it. I gotta see that.
Yeah, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, the servant waits while the master baits.
Very interesting ones, but this one's gonna top them all. Man.
All right, I can't wait to see it.
Anyone I've got
tattoo of my beard.
Well, if you go ahead.
I'm listening.
No, you were saying you will not what?
I don't want to talk to you guys whole show, man. I can talk all night. I'm a talker.
That's all right.
I'm from Dog River, Georgia, man, and for a long time I had nobody to talk to. It used to be a small town.
And now you got us.
Now you got us and then some.
Okay, wait, I've been watching Frasier. We're listening.
Put your glasses on when you do that. Oh, my God.
You need one of those sweaters.
Yes, I know. But we'll let you go. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Going anywhere special?
Hey, I'm actually, we're having dinner at my house for the first time. It's liable to be a disaster. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my, and I'll make sure nobody gets food poisoning.
That'll be good.
That's important.
That's the best I can do.
That's important. Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, that's great, Lisa.
Fingers crossed that I can do good.
So. All right. You'll do wonderful. And just the fact that you're going to have your family there, that's excellent.
That's
so
right.
Please enjoy your holidays.
I know.
And
yes.
We wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well. And
Absolutely. Thanks
for being a fan and listening to the show.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you.
Great Thanksgiving. Okay. Okay.
All right, hon.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, she's funny.
So before you call back the other people.
Other people.
Wasn't there somebody that called in, or were you just pushing buttons again?
Was he pushing buttons?
I got to give a shout out again to Hoss. He's on right now.
What's up, Hoss?
I got to hang out with him when I was down in Daytona.
Yeah, good
with
guy.
With my friends Nina and Leo.
Very good guy.
He's a sweetheart, and we had a lot of fun. So, and thank you again for the earrings, which I'm not wearing tonight because it's cold here, but I will wear them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you met him down at the Seaside.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great guy.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Along with Leo.
So, again, anybody got any stories out there, what they're doing for Thanksgiving? Any good Thanksgiving stories? What you're thankful for on this beautiful Motorcycle Monday night here in New York? Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 877-917-5263. We would love to hear from you. We're here. We're listening. And
huh?
It's our Thanksgiving Day show. Like I was saying before, if you just joined us, we're giving you the motorcycle show from the biker perspective.
From our perspective and,
yes,
and our caller's perspective.
Right.
I wouldn't
We're not going to build the motorcycle in front of you.
No, not.
But we're going to talk about the builders.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Well, Cycle Source has got their thing going on right now.
Yes. Yep.
At the IMS shows where they're at, and they're doing the greasing gears, and they've been posting live video of actual builds going on as they happen. And I was watching them, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, they were putting in a Baker drivetrain in there. You know, this,
yeah,
this,
I was watching
Baker
something
six. It was the Baker 6. So all these little things that they're doing them live. And, you know, Chris and everybody involved in that is doing it for the actual people that really give a crap as to how these bikes are built.
Exactly.
I mean, you actually get to see it from their perspective in some degree. I mean, they're not, you know, cursing and screaming like they normally do when they're building shit in the garage, but
right,
it's pretty damn close to it. But they're having a lot of fun doing it, and they're building a whole bunch of things. They have different builders and fabricators and welders and pinstripers and helmet designers. It's interesting. So if you go to Cycle Source Magazine and just like their page, Cycle Source Magazine page on Facebook, and then you can actually watch their live feeds when they're doing it as it happens, because he's actually doing the whole tour, the IMS tour.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then we're going to meet up with him at the Javits, it's the Progressive International Motorcycle Show. It's at the Jacob Javits Center. I believe it's December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So,
excellent. So,
yeah, and we have some interviews lined up for the 2nd, I believe.
Right. That's going to be awesome.
I'm not saying anything because Mark V is actually watching tonight.
What's up, Mark?
Don't watch last week's show or the week before. When did Chris call in? Like 2 weeks ago?
Chris called in about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, don't watch that show.
So I want to do a shout out. Now, I got to see if I say his name the right way here.
Mm-hmm.
Frank H. Nebgen. That's it, Nebgen? Who that's it?
Yeah, that sounds pretty damn close.
Frank H. Nebgen. He's from Bikers Brothers Sisters on the Road and the Crazy Crew. I want to give a shout out. What's up, man?
Hey.
And thank you for joining us and liking us and hanging out with us, man. I hope you're watching right now. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully he is.
Yes, hopefully.
But Frank, you know, he also mentioned these two bands that I mentioned that we have to get permission before we play their music, and I'm waiting to hear back.
Right.
Maybe next week or the week after, if everything goes well. we're going to get the Rowdy Johnson Band to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to get, where is it now? Charlie Bonnet 3, the third, actually. Three of them? Three.
Ding.
Right? So those should be really, I mean, listen to these songs. They're really good stuff. Really good stuff. So hopefully that works out and we get him on the air.
Yeah, and I got my buddy calling in next week.
Yeah, and there's
wow.
Thank you, Clinton, for putting your profile picture with the Motorcycle Mayhem thing.
Yes, that's cool. How do you, tell people how they can do that.
I forgot.
There you go. This is why you people watch us.
Isn't it just
because we have no idea what we're doing over here?
Yeah. So basically what you do is you, for your profile picture, you know how everybody's adding frames? Oh, I made two custom frames for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. One for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Correspondence. We did that for David Hayes, who presently is in Facebook jail.
Yes, he is.
Uh-oh. We'd like to welcome back out of jail Red Wolf.
Red Wolf.
And a few of our other friends who have been sporadically back and forth in Facebook jail.
It's like a weekly highlight.
By the way,
who's in, who's out.
About Red Wolf, he also will be doing YouTube Live as well.
Yes.
Because he's switching over as well as we are. Like I said, we are on Facebook Live, and you can catch us on YouTube Live, so subscribe to us so you can get a better video and sound. And Red Wolf will be switching over as well. He's got some videos going.
Mm-hmm.
So check out Red Wolf. His videos are freaking awesome, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
So going back to the Facebook.
I forgot. Oh, yeah, the profile picture. So, you know, if you want to change, if you want to add our frame, there's two of them. The Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Correspondent frame, and I think it's just the Mayhem Radio Show frame is the other one.
There's
two different kinds. One has got no background, and another one's got a dark background.
Right.
So you could be cool.
Either will, baby.
Show your support for the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Show. We also have a fan page, too, a group page, right?
No, we don't have a fan.
Oh, we don't anymore?
No, it's a fan page.
Page.
We're going to make a group page, though, so we can add you to our page or you can join. Because I looked at it tonight.
It's a fan page.
But we want to get a group page. So you guys can...
We might be able to convert it to a group.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'll have Jane check it out.
Check out with Jane. And you can add photos and you can talks amongst yourselves. And
talks amongst yourselves. Yeah. You sound like me now.
And do a lot of good stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all right.
Anyway.
It's all good stuff. I'm trying to edit. So Justice, Colt, if you're out there too listening.
Actually, Paul's going to call in.
Who's Paul?
Paul, who's driving, riding around the world.
Arcadia.
Oh, Paul. You have to specify.
Yeah,
I know a lot of Pauls. I know Paul, Paulie from Johnny Lang, Strip Club Choppers, Paulie.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people. They just got really cool tattoos, him and Ida.
They did.
Thank you, Aaron. That's why you should tell everybody to go to YouTube, because he said he has no issues on YouTube. The sound and the picture are awesome.
That
so,
is correct.
See that?
Look at that punim over there.
Oy.
You could stuff that for Thanksgiving.
The size of that kepi on that thing, man. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Shout out to T. Pookie. How are you, Pookie? I love that. That's so awesome. I can't pronounce the last name. I'm really very bad at pronouncing
Pookie?
Names. Pookie. T. Pookie. Reinert.
Oh, what's up?
I guess that's right. We're saying hi.
All right. Who else you got there?
I don't know. I'm going through the thing. Hold on.
Well, Honda Rob,
my pseudo son, who hung out with me in the beginning, the first when I went down to Daytona Bike Week in, when did I go? In the beginning of the year, in March.
Angie Bean's on the air. Hello, Angie.
Yeah, and actually Honda Rob is the one that lets us know when that Mayhem Pig Bus is doing the Demolition Buster derbies at Riverhead Raceway.
That'd be good.
Hammy.
Ham Wallet.
Yep.
Hammy.
And all of that. So yeah. Jane's on.
Hello, Jane. Jane's actually doing that, I think it's next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it was this weekend. Well, she did it already. I don't know. The 9/11 thing that she was doing down in North Carolina.
Yeah, I think that happened over the weekend, and there's some other stuff that they're doing, too.
Right.
So that's she dropped a link on our page, and we keep sharing stuff from the Never Forget 9/11 Foundation.
Right.
For her.
That'll be good.
And that is fine and dandy. And then over the weekend, what did you do? You had the
Toys for Tots I went to.
Right.
Which was excellent. My friend Dean.
Yep.
Dean Nichols helped out with that. He didn't want to. He helped out with it.
Right.
And I couldn't go. My battery was dead on my motorcycle. So I put on the trickle charge, hoping it would start the next day, and it did not. So I probably need a new battery.
Uh-huh. But probably.
Anyway, there was a shitload of bikes there, man. And they went from Miller's to Miller's. Mills Deer Park to Mills in Levittown.
Nice.
I would say they probably had about close to 200 bikes, maybe. Close to that.
Okay.
And the toy bins were amazing. They were like, in Mills, there were like three over there, three over there, three over there, three over there. And they were all overflowing with toys.
Yeah, they do. You know? They collect, I think, with the Tier Rats, what they did, the Tier Rats Motorcycle Group, or they collect months ahead of time also.
Okay.
And then, you know, gather the masses and then...
Big bang, woo.
Done. You know, final drop off, and then whoever. There were over 300 motorcycles on that toy run, which was so nice to see. And the weather was kind of cruddy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wishy-washy, but everybody had a great time. And then on Sunday, it was the teddy bear run with the NASA. I believe it was the Nassau County Fire Riders.
I think so.
Yeah. So they do that every year as well. And there's a few, again, it's getting close to the holiday season, so there are a lot of toy runs going on. There are a lot of events that you can go to and support locally. You know, even if you can't donate, you see the events that we post or anybody else posts, even in your own area or other areas, just share it. All you got to do is share it. The more people that know, the more people, you know, can donate whatever they feel they can. And nobody's asking you to, you know, put a hole in your pocket, but every little bit helps, you know.
Exactly. You know, like you said, share. That's the most important thing because it gets out there. Boom, boom.
Yep.
You know,
social media is crazy. Like, okay, so how many times did Charles Manson die in the last four fucking days?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
no.
Once that counts.
The one time that counted, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's all this fake news, and look, it just listen. If you don't know the source of where it's coming from,
then
don't share it. Don't comment on it until it's actually true. And the news media is a huge problem with that as well.
Yeah.
So they jump the gun and share stuff. And
what
about
like David Cassidy?
Is he dead?
I don't know. He was all over the place with that.
Well, I don't believe anything until I see the body.
That's what I'm saying. It's,
so
it's a shame.
It's horrible for what's been happening out in the news lately, but it's also just as horrible when people make announcements about other people that they don't have the facts on. So please don't do it. And for you guys, I had posted on my personal page, but I found out something very interesting about Facebook. Which, you know, other than it being free for everybody to use, that it was actually created as a science experiment to feed on human beings' vulnerability. Yes. So they're feeding on our weaknesses, folks. So, you know, Big Brother is watching.
Wow.
So just be, you know, my dad always said, don't put it out on the internet. And don't take a picture of it if you don't want anybody to ever see it.
That's true.
Because, you know, someday you might run for a political office. I don't know, Al Franken. Hello? Just saying. Idiot. Anyway.
He's not the only idiot.
No, but what I'm saying is...
He got caught.
With the internet. It's not that. It's not that. It's the fact that... If you do something in social media out in the public and you don't want it to kick you in the ass down the road, don't fucking do it and don't fucking type it and don't fucking say it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He got caught with that.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying he took the picture and it came back to haunt them.
That sucks.
Actually, the picture was exposed because of the
hype that's going on now.
No, because of the woman... that was in the photo, and she's an announcer, and she kept quiet about it, and because everything that's going on out there, like you said, yes, she exposed that. So, and he was the one that was, I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. If you don't,
want
people to comment on it or see it down the road, don't do anything you're going to regret down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Like you should
always, don't run for public office.
You should always wear clean underwear when you walk out the door because you never know.
Oh, that's true.
Or no underwear at all.
That's right.
No, clean underwear is best.
It'll shock somebody.
But you know what? People just doesn't listen. They don't listen. No. And this is what happens. Now, I think Sylvester Stallone's in that mix now, right?
Is he?
You know what? Why don't they just post the stuff that didn't happen? So,
whatever.
All the guys that are good. I would rather hear the good shit than the bad shit lately. Lately, there's too much bad shit out there.
But you know what? Fuck that shit. I want to hear you guys calling us.
Calling your good shit.
Calling your good shit, man. Call us. Tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. Tell us what you're eating. What are you eating?
No, don't tell us what you're eating because then Johnny's going to want to come over to your house.
Oh, yeah. Invite me over. I will come to you.
I got to crack up, though. Red Wolf's comment is great.
What is it?
We were talking about that whole aspect, and he goes, well, I'm fucked.
Well,
sorry, Red Wolf.
Sorry. Good to know you.
Well, that's why you've been in and out of fake book jail all the time. So, but actually, his stuff is really harmless. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's just there's certain people that just don't get it.
They don't, and they have not enough.
That's
to
the scary part.
You know, just
because
don't get
it's going to get to that point where what is comical and you're doing it in fun is going to be turned into something that it shouldn't be.
Right.
And that's the sad part where this
right.
I'm afraid this is going to go. But hey, Red, don't stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, Red,
it's freaking funny.
We love it.
Those videos with Woody.
Is Red on?
Yeah, he's on.
Red's on. Corey Hughes from Hellbent Creations is on. How's it going, Corey?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Marwan was saying, what's up?
What's
Happy
up,
Thanksgiving.
Marwan? We have to get together soon, brother.
Yeah, no, it's Triple B's on, James.
Triple B.
Hello there from Triple B.
Uh-oh.
Beers, babes, and boobs, or whatever the heck it is.
Beers, bikes,
and boobs.
Are in
boobs, boobs, and boobs.
Boobs, boobs, and
like I keep repeating
right.
myself.
Or in your case, boobs, boobs, and boob.
I know people come
it's
and go.
It's called a foob. Would you get it right?
A foob.
I know people come and go on the Facebook. They're off, they're on the switches. Check us out on YouTube as well. YouTube, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And Margaret's putting it up on the feed now.
It's right at the top. It's a pinned post right at the top.
You know how Facebook fails a lot, and they really been failing us a lot.
And there really isn't any YouTube jail because our YouTube channel is set for adults.
Right.
Only.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
So we can see. No more. But,
what?
It's
not that kind of adult-only channel.
Oh. Well, like rated R.
Dirty Minds. No, it's not rated.
Oh my God! So
rated R.
Give us a call.
Almost.
Give us a call out there. 877-917-5263. Paul's going to call in a little bit when he gets a chance. Mm-hmm. I know he was.
Paul and Ida, right?
Yeah, Paul and Ida
call too.
Yep.
I hope so.
Yeah, he only texted me.
Did anybody say hello to Miss Laura? Because she's on.
Hello, Laura.
She's the only one not in Facebook jail presently.
That might be David Hayes in disguise. You don't know.
Ooh.
Because I saw he wrote to me before saying, this is David.
Oh. No. Or it could be Laura pretending that she's David, so you'll give up the dirt that you and David were having a conversation with. You never know who is behind that post.
David, hide those pictures.
Again?
No, but as we're all getting ready for winter, it's starting to get pretty chilly on this end of the country.
Yeah.
I hope everybody fared up in their storms that like whipped through the weekend through Tennessee and Carolinas and everything. But I've been noticing those fallen leaves again on the roadways.
Yep. Like ice.
And you goddamn landscapers who keep blowing them into the road. Please stop doing that. You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's bad.
So there are people that still ride year-round.
Yeah. Some people have to ride year round.
Yeah, and
you know,
and also too, there's a post that I shared from Jim Barr from our local Abay chapter here on Long Island, a petition that we'd like you all to sign. It's on our regular feed on Facebook, so if you guys can go there and check out the petition, we would appreciate some more signatures. We need some more motorcycle riders in Congress. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
So please do that. That's important.
Right. Dawn, what do you see over there, Dawn? I see her face. Dawn, whoa. Oh, she's watching the X-rated shit over there.
Is she?
Probably.
I don't know. She's on a laptop. She's like. Aaron is very excited. He's chatting right now. He's going, this is the first time I haven't been kicked off. Had to rejoin. Tell them all to come to YouTube. Come to the tube.
Yeah, come
That's
to the
tube.
That's
what he said.
Tell them, everybody, you got to go to YouTube. It's awesome, the sound quality, the picture quality.
It's great.
You don't have to worry about going to jail. You know what I mean? It's nice.
It's nice. And if you have a smart TV, you can actually
That's the best part.
Stream your YouTube channel from your phone to your smart TV device, or if you have a Roku or Amazon Fire Stick, the YouTube app is already there. You can subscribe to our channel, and you can actually watch us on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So
you see, we'd rather you guys watch us on YouTube because eventually we'd like to move the entire show to YouTube by itself, and that'd be that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's actually better for you guys.
It is better for you guys.
Because we don't get dropped.
You get to hear the shitty voice even better.
Clearer.
Yeah, clearer.
And we get to see you clearer now.
Yeah,
man. Glasses.
Exactly. So, yep, he's very excited, Aaron.
Yeah,
and he just signed the petition. Thank you, Aaron.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't have the Facebook, the YouTube feed on here. Is Aaron, Aaron, you having a good cigar right now watching us? Or
No, he was talking about cigar porn and everything on there. So what did he say, Brulianus, is the hallmark of the show? That's right. Is there YouTube jail? No, I'm going through the line. This is first. I missed that post. He was like cigar porn, barbecue, and more. That's what he's thankful for.
Yes. Oh, definitely barbecue.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Cigar porn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
No, it's all good.
So, like I was saying last week, I have a friend of mine that's a really good barbecuist. Mm. He's the barbecuist, right? That we're going to do a motorcycle show about motorcycle food, barbecue food. What is the best motorcycle rider food? What do you think it is? Ribs and chicken? You know, you don't want to fuck their hands up, so you're going to ride. That's why you got to cut it with a fucking knife.
He will do anything he possibly can to validate the fact that he eats freaking ribs with a knife and fork.
I did it a couple times.
What are you freaking da? Oh
my God. I took a video of me eating it with my hands. You saw it?
Yeah, I know. And then you vomited after off camera.
But, you know.
It's all right. We all have our food phobias. Yeah, I get it.
We're going to have a show, and I'm going to have a barbecue for all of us, right? We're going to have a bike, and they're like, what's the best biker food? Is it wings? Is it burgers? We want to hear you guys. What do you guys think? Right? Mm-hmm. What do you guys agree? Write to us or call us.
72 West Porterhouse.
There you go. 877-917-5263. Call us. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. We want to pick your brain a little bit about some ribs and shit. And
well,
some biker
I don't
stuff.
Know. My favorite biker food for long rides, believe it or not, was biscuits and gravy.
I love that.
It's so friggin' good. When we used to ride from, well, we used to leave Florida, ride back to New York.
Right.
We would have biscuits and gravy. That would be the morning meal, and that would get us all the way through to dinner. And always bring water with you, by the way, even in the wintertime. Just saying, you guys can dehydrate really quickly, even riding in the wintertime. So don't. Just because it's cold doesn't mean you shouldn't hydrate.
Yeah, true. My biker food was one time me and Dawn were riding to Atlantic City, and we were riding to Virginia, and she was stuffing my mouth with Skittles the entire way.
Skittles?
Skittles.
I used to bring bags of pretzels, little pretzel nuggets. Little pretzel
filled
nuggets.
Filled with peanut,
peanut butter. Those.
The combos.
The combos.
Oh. Look at the time.
And that's what I would do is like, honey, you want a snack? Yes. It's kind of like feeding the monkeys at the zoo.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Open your mouth, boom, and then hope it doesn't fly away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Put the straw. Ladies, you know this deal. Yeah, I have to open the bottle, stick the straw in there, you know, and then hand it over and hold the bottle while he takes a few sips. It kind of like prepares you for the future of when he's totally immobile after you've, you know, caught him cheating or something. And you put him in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but
open wide, honey. You know, but that's what we do when we're on the back. So
exactly, we all gonna have that discussion though about that's food. About biker food. What's the best biker food out there? I want to have that show maybe next week or the week after.
Fried bologna.
Whatever.
Pulled pork.
Oh. Pulled pork. Yeah, because you know what? When you're on like these big roads. Or side roads, I should say. There's always these smokehouses on the side of the road. And you know what? You ride to everywhere. And you want to get this shit. And some places are better than others. You know?
Yeah.
And we want to know what places you guys go to. So beer. Lisa Poole likes beer. All right?
Beer's
I love beer, too.
Beer's always good.
Beer's always good.
And it's very healthy for you, too, with all the yeast and barley. Yes.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Dawn, three beers, please.
Like, stop talking about food. I'm hungry. I didn't have any lunch or dinner.
Well, it sucks for you. Know what I had today?
I have combos in my car.
Go ahead, Johnny.
For my New York fans out there, there is a certain sausage and pepper truck that parks on Woodhaven Boulevard in front of a cemetery. That is that.
I know that truck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
everybody.
My God. In front of that cemetery. I used to stop there as a kid with my dad after visiting my grandmother in Astoria.
That guy still knows me and my brother. He told us that my grandfather used to stop there.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, hey, remember, he knows
how
us.
Weird would it be if our grandparents, like, knew each other back
then?
They
did
in the
a radio
day.
Show back then?
No, no, that they were all hanging out the same sausage and pepper truck, hot dog slash truck.
Probably, yeah. It's going to happen.
There's only one in front of the cemetery.
Yep. That's right.
That's yeah. it.
That is true.
Everybody knows that place.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That and the souvlaki guy in Astoria.
Oh, okay. I know what we're talking about. Oh, the other guy. You get off of the green. Was that green?
He knows where all the food is. Seriously, you should have your own app. I'm just saying.
Foozy.
You know, other than the roadcaptain.com app that will tell you where all the best
we'll get
routes
to that.
Are.
We'll
and
get to that in a minute.
Actually, they should put their like a sub app on that. Johnny's pick.
Johnny's pick of the day.
Oh, Jesus.
Johnny doesn't believe I'm psychic, so, you know. You should tell them our little psychic stories.
You tell them, because I can't remember.
It seems that every single time I call him, it's as soon as he gets into his truck, a minute, and he's like, how do you do that? How do you always know? Is there a camera in my truck? Are you watching
me? Second I get in my truck, she's on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Phone call.
So...
I'm like, what the fuck?
We're psychically connected.
Well,
it's a sensor in your seat. It goes right to her phone.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Road Captain just came on.
What's up, Mike? Yeah, we'll be talking about your app in a moment.
He just said food for thought. So it might be in the process.
Save some turkey for others, he said also on the other thing.
So I can't do that.
No, he can't. I don't. You know what? I don't particularly care for turkey on Thanksgiving. I like all the sides. I'll have one tiny little piece of turkey, and then I just eat all the sides and the dessert.
Well,
that's like the only really true meal I have all year round.
I would say just cook up some steaks. I don't care.
Yeah.
About, you know, turkey.
I barbecued steak.
Sure.
I enjoy turkey. For the main course, I enjoy a nice big piece of turkey. But I look forward to turkey salad for the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like the turkey. You know what? I like the sweet potato pie. The stuffing.
I was never
carrots with the sauce, the
honey
butter.
Glazed. I like it, but
hey, this is our Thanksgiving Day show, guys.
We're talking about food. We're really not talking about motorcycles.
Yeah,
but that's okay because we're thankful that we can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and like I said, please call in and tell us what you're thankful for and what you're doing this Thanksgiving.
So let me ask you: at the end of the meal, what's the pie? For you.
The what?
The pie.
Coconut custard.
Oh, I like the sweet potato pie. Oh. The
dessert pie.
Hair pie.
I thought you guys shaved.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Hardwood floor pie. Because
maple
I don't know.
Walnut.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys know.
Cherry wood.
Wait. Did those boards pop?
The bald eagle pie.
Okay, come back later.
I'm actually a vegetarian.
What about those tidbits?
That was the meal.
That was last week. Oh, my God. Stop it. You're killing me.
I actually said that in front of Dawn's father one day.
No, you
did. We had
not.
A barbecue.
You
he
did?
Was cooking. He's, oh, you know, you're the meat guy. I said, actually, I'm a vegetarian. she turned red. French silk pie.
He probably thought you were mispronouncing the word and
yeah,
he let it go over.
He let it slide.
Always, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
John Frew, I know you were on earlier. Call in. Johnny misses you.
Well, I'm
really.
Surprised I didn't get no pictures of ribs yet.
Oh, he's going to send you a vegetarian.
A vegetarian.
What the hell's a vegetarian? Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That went to the
wrong Aaron thing. Was so funny. He's on YouTube. He says French silk pie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, you said that?
I get the notifications over here, too.
Oh, well, stop telling me then. Why am I even on YouTube?
I don't know.
I'm multitasking here.
But, everybody, you got to switch over to YouTube. You have to. It's so much better. You know, you're on Facebook.
It's
go to YouTube. Same thing.
It's the same thing.
You're on your phone or your computer or something.
And you can chat. We have live
chat.
Chat.
We have live chats. And
yeah, it's actually great. Lisa Poole's on.
Aaron's on.
We love Aaron Waller.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm sure he's got something to call in. What is that? I don't understand.
I don't understand it either, but it's pretty funny.
Oh, no, we're not, Red. Oh, my God. He said, you, okay, I will say this. He said, you and our periods are going to sync up soon because we are so in tune to each other.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, sorry.
I stopped having my period, actually.
Yeah, so did I. Actually, thank you, menopause.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No wonder why. Now
life.
I understand. Jeez.
Oh, brother.
As long as I don't start eating on your schedule, I'm fine.
Johnny has a schedule?
No, that's what I mean. He doesn't.
My
schedule is 24/7.
Breakfast, lunch,
breakfast,
brunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
No, you're like that dog on Up, you know, that has that little collar on that can talk, and every time he sees a squirrel, he
Lisa
turns his head
menopause.
And says, "Squirrel." So you're like that every time you see food. It's we could be having a great conversation about something totally intense.
Burger,
fries, chicken nuggets.
It's like when we were driving down to West Virginia. We're going through that little town, and Johnny's like, "Oh." Barbecue joint.
That was an awesome looking barbecue joint, though.
5:30 in the morning.
At 5, and he texted me that we have to stop there on the way home.
We never did.
And we never did.
I had a mean-ass waitress instead that come stop me in there.
She was great.
She was the best.
She was throwing straws at you and all kinds of other stuff.
She walked past me, slapped me in the head.
He got slapped in the head by a waitress at, of all places, Bob Evans. Nicest place in the world.
Welcome
to Bob Evans. And he gets bitch slapped by the waitress.
Yes, right in the back of the head.
Oh, God.
It was great.
Didn't she take away your maple bacon tray?
Yes!
Fucking bitch.
She did. She gave it to me and everybody else.
I'm not thankful for her.
Oh, what was her name? Mm. She was incredible.
Dawn, do you remember the waitress's name when we went stopped at Bob Evans on that way back from the Big Mountain
I think
run?
It was Bitch.
She was
great.
Oh,
she was the best.
It capped off the weekend great.
It was fabulous. It really was. It was a lot of fun.
When she took your food away, that was cool. He had tears in his eyes. It was hysterical.
Son of a bitch.
Well.
But all right, we're going to go to commercial real quick. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
After these messages.
I have the belt.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And that was Chris Callan from Cycle Source Magazine, which is the number one motorcycle magazine in our eyes,
mm-hmm.
in America. So
right.
get your copy today, man. This magazine's got fucking everything in it, right? So yeah. so much to offer in this magazine. Now.
And it's done by two people who really have their heart and soul into it.
That's right. And they do a great job, man. Chris Callen and Heather Callen.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yes. So, anyway, speaking about Thanksgiving
uh-huh.
and food.
Yeah.
You want good food?
Mm-hmm. What about a great breakfast?
Right here. Boom. The Village Idiot. Okay? The Village Idiot Pub has the food. Their food is so fucking good that I would eat there every day if I was out there. Okay, you got to check them out. They're at 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. They have breakfast that's out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
They have lunch that's out of this world. And, well, dinner that's out of this world. So you got to check out their food, man. It is so damn good. Plus, they have breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays. And they have music.
Live music. Live music. Weekends.
Yeah,
and
so.
The hospitality in the place. It's just they've got this thing going
great
on.
Great bar.
The hostesses, the barmaids, everybody's. It's an all around great experience. The food, it's just off the charts.
Yeah, really,
so if you're from Long Island, go check them out. If you come visit Long Island, Johnny, tell them where to go.
8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Check them out.
Yeah.
So also, is that called shirts? We got shirts. Yeah, you can buy a shirt. Where can they get a shirt from? CNS Designs, right?
I'm just letting you talk. I'm verklempt. I got a little thing going on.
CNS Designs and Apparel. Check them out, right? Mm-hmm. Where can they find them? What's their website?
CNS, hold on. CNSApparel.com.
CNSApparel.com.
And they're on Facebook also.
Yes. And we got Mr. John Frew on the phone with us.
Oh, thank God. He finally called in.
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, John.
I didn't know you guys were expecting me to call in.
We miss you, and it's our Thanksgiving show. We're very thankful to have you in our lives.
Yeah, you got to call in.
Oh, that is so nice. I feel like really wanted tonight.
Yeah?
You are.
I wanted, you are. Man. I mean, my phone is not the same without a seeing barbecue in it.
You know what, Johnny? I just got done eating.
What'd you have?
Outside of Daytona.
Uh-huh.
And I'm down here and outside of Daytona for the turkey broad run. I'm going to take a ride up there tomorrow. And
that's right.
See what's going on with street cars and the hot rods and drag cars and motorcycle scene and hang out down here for a few days. And then I'm coming home with my race car and getting ready for next race season. So.
Excellent.
Cool.
Excellent. So where actually is the turkey run taking place? Like, what's the route? Is it a route or?
At the Daytona Speedway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a big swap meet and, car swap meet. And I'm sure there's a little bit of everything there. You know, the swap meets are getting to be more like a flea market than it is. If it's going to be a motorcycle swap meet, 9 times out of 10, you got car stuff there. You got somebody bringing your mom and dad's washer and dryer. No matter what, it's there, you know.
Nice.
So, I had to run down here and take care of some business at my dad's shop. We're still trying to, we're having a liquidation sale over there at the shop, getting rid of a bunch of stuff that we don't need. And the weather's down here is really nice today.
Nice.
I don't know what the weather's like up home, but, just hanging out.
Nice. Awesome, man. I had no idea you were going down there.
Hanging out.
I thought for sure.
Yeah, I text you now. Come on.
You texted me.
Didn't I send you a picture of barbecue somewhere?
Not yet, no. But I was expecting you to text me those freaking ribs. That barbecue place down outside the dealers is so damn good. What is that called?
Yeah, you know what? I got to take a ride over Genie's maybe tomorrow.
That's always good, too.
Get some ribs, and I'll take some pictures. And then there's another joint, too, that I know of. I'll stop there, eat, take some pictures for you, and
excellent.
Send them out.
You know, this afternoon I was.
So you didn't win the motorcycle.
No, but a really good guy and his wife. A really good guy and his wife did. That was a really good backstory. That's gonna. Chris was telling us about it. You know, he had a situation where he had to sell his motorcycle. They were having some family problems. So it was cool.
Right, I went through the videos and watched a lot of the videos, and he had a very good video. I mean, it was pretty cool. Some of the videos just I don't know if people didn't know how to make videos or what, but apparently he put a little bit of time and thought into his videos. It was a good enough video to win that bike. I mean, you know, I think that's great.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Well, that's good then. I mean, you know what? Good for him.
I'm on a venture with PB Blaster, the lubricant PB Blaster. I think I might be getting a ride for my race car and possibly... I'm going to work something out about doing a bike with him, too. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
So we'll see what happens. When I get home, I got to send him some paperwork and stuff and try to get the racing season for next year going, and hopefully somebody can pitch in some more money for me, you know.
Oh, that definitely sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And you'll do good with that shit, too, I'm sure. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I go out there. I like to have fun, but now I'm getting into... You know, when I'm racing the go-karts or racing motorcycles, I go out there just to have fun. But now I got myself in a situation where I'm going to go out and I'm racing with some guys with big money cars. And the car that I'm getting from my dad's shop was a record holder at a couple racetracks here in Florida. But, you know, it's an over 200-mile-an-hour car.
Wow.
Now I got to, like, work up the expectations for myself and quit pissing around and come to reality and do some real racing. So
yeah, definitely, man.
It should be fun.
Yeah, you'll have a great time doing that shit, man.
Be.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Should be a good time. You know, I do not know yet.
Wow.
I'm down here in Florida. Probably going to eat barbecue somewhere.
That's an excellent idea, sir. That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, John, we got to...
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I got see what my stepmom's doing, because I'm down here, you know, to hang out with her, and we're helping each other out at the shop and getting rid of stuff. And
right.
We got people coming in wanting to buy stuff and getting rid of trucks and cars and everything like that. And then, hey, this is Florida. It's like, you know, it's different than up north. You know, up north you got your holiday traditions, you know, in the wintertime and it's cold and it makes it feel like Christmas or it makes it feel like Thanksgiving. But you're down here in Florida and it's totally different.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely is.
Because
yeah.
It's sunny, you got palm trees, you know, and the people down here, and yeah, they do have the traditions, but it just doesn't feel like like it is for us at home, you know?
Yeah
exactly.
So,
all right, there, buddy, we're going to let you roll. We have a call coming in from somewhere around the world. We don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to call back.
I got to plug
in. I'm in the middle of the Acela National Forest, and I'm going to camp out for this week here.
Oh, sweet.
Hopefully no bears crawling my tent while I'm out here.
Nah, you'll be good. And if you run into my friends Shorty and Donna, tell them I said hi. You can't miss Shorty because he is that.
Oh.
And he sounds like Wolfman Jack. They're at Ocala. They camp at Ocala National Forest, too.
And say hi to Jeannie for me.
Well, I'm right here in Astor. Exactly. I'm in the exact spot Mike Axel was looking for me for. And he never could find me.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
we know where we
so
can find him now.
Detectives. Well, no, you still would have a hard time finding me. But it's still funny. Like, I'll never forget that phone call getting from Chris that he's like, hey, man, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm out here in the swamps looking for alligators and looking at bald eagles. Why?
Nice.
He goes, well, Mike Axel, he got a detective looking for you. And I said, he got a cease and desist order. Want you to be quiet so you don't say nothing about the Nashville Bike Week. Well, you know what? It's too
I know.
Late now. You know?
Too late. Oops. The cat was let out of the bag on that one. That's all right, but everything worked out.
Sentencing's coming up, too.
Hmm? What?
Yeah, I guess Mike's sentencing's coming up for whatever crimes he committed in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Coming up here, I think the 5th of December or something. So we'll find out. You know, it'll be like the next breaking news on, you know, with the little... thief or whatever you want to call him, scam artist, whatever he's doing, but
he got his, and that's it.
And that's the start.
And that's it. So we all work together, and
it just sucks that the rest of the people, you know, trying to get their money back yet, and
they had their.
I haven't heard too much on that lately.
Well, you know what? They had every opportunity to, and you know, they decided to follow the Pied Piper, and sadly, you know, it was a little bit too late for those who followed the, you know, unofficial Nashville Bike Week page and were able to get their money back. You know, that's great, but, you know, hopefully they can still do something after that. But this person's calling from another country.
All right,
John,
Johnny.
So I gotta hook my computer up real quick. You have a happy Thanksgiving down in Florida.
Okay,
I really wish I was there. You'll see.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you'll see
cool.
us. You'll see us soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Johnny boy, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, see what happens. Maybe next Monday I'll take a ride up and see what's going on at the show. I don't know. We'll see what's going on.
That would be nice.
Yeah. The brewmaster. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye, John. Now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I need your little riggy thing.
The riggy thingy.
Hold on. What?
No, he called my phone.
No, I have to call. He was trying to call me through Facebook.
Yeah, but he was, hold on. I'll call him right there.
Okay.
I'll call him back right here. Boom.
Boom.
All right.
All right. It's ringing.
Shh.
Hello, this Joe's Pizza?
Right. Yeah, no pizza here, man. We're going to mall.
What's up there, buddy?
Yeah, how you been?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. We're hanging out in a tattoo shop right on top of Main Street here in... what town are we in? San Pedro.
What? Say that again?
San Pedro. They're in San Pedro.
Yeah, we're hanging out in San Pedro.
Nice.
We've been here for about almost a week now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm a little drunk right now, though. Sorry.
Ah. Hey, that's okay. Paul, you're not supposed to have alcohol when you're getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
No. Got the tattoo 2 days ago.
Oh.
I got drunk tonight.
Oh.
But I just saw.
Oh, my God. How's it going, man? How's the ride?
She keeps an eye on me when this happens.
So. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's
it's unbelievable. We've been off the bikes for about a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're hanging out at Lake Atitan. Atitan. I can't pronounce it. But we've been taking boats to other towns on the lake.
Nice.
Learning Spanish, having fun with the locals, and we made friends with people at the tattoo parlor, and we hang out here at night, and they take us in like family.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Now, what are you guys going to do for Thanksgiving this year?
Thanksgiving? We'll be thankful that we're here.
Yeah. Are you guys going to stop and eat someplace?
I don't think they got turkey here. I don't know, maybe some pollo or, con carne or something. But, Thanksgiving, we'll just call you guys and have Thanksgiving with you.
Hey, come on, man. That means you have to ride back to the United States.
It's on Thursday. It's a Thursday. I'm drunk.
Oh, look, I can see you. Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm good. Oh, wait, no, I'm seeing Steve DeCaney.
Yeah, he's totally...
joking.
He's totally drunk. We've been here for a week and a half, and he's doing some English, some Spanish classes. So
I heard.
Yeah, that's what's been going on. We did get some tattoos. Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Excellent.
That's a nice piece you got.
Yeah, what's going on with you guys?
We're doing the same thing. We're getting ready
for that?
We are getting ready for Thanksgiving well. There's like a 5 to 10 second delay.
I know, it's so scary. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. It's so weird because it's sunny here and we're in T-shirts and tank tops and shorts. And
what? Oh, man.
And you guys, did you guys get snow yet?
Not yet.
No, but we are expecting a storm.
Not yet,
and we are expecting a storm.
Oh.
Coming soon.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
So you're
coming soon. So what is today's date anyway?
The 20th. Did you hear that?
The 20th. Oh, yes. My daughter's birthday is in 4 days. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm not going to be around for it. It sucks, but I know. I just have to buy her something nice.
Well, we wish her a happy birthday, too.
Thank you. Lake Atitlan is really nice. San Pedro is a really cool town. It's like people just gather here from all over the world, and they just... There's street fair every day, and everybody's really, really nice.
Wow.
So we've been welcomed here with open arms, which is really cool.
Fantastic.
Excellent. So where's your next stop?
We are going to go to Guatemala City, hopefully next week. And then we're supposed to be volunteering at a mission. We're trying to volunteer there for a week, but we don't know if they can house us for a week. So we'll stay as long as they allow us to stay there, you know,
Excellent.
To help out. And yeah, so it's important to give back. So we want to do that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we've been feeding the street dogs. We buy food and we feed the dogs, but you know, it's good to help people too. So
yes,
it is. But all right, so we're gonna let you get back to your
Drunken fest
over there in the tattoo parlor.
Yeah, I have to keep an eye on this guy. He hits on every woman, and I got to make sure that he doesn't get slapped around too bad by their boyfriends. You know?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Thank God I took CrossFit for a year and a half.
There you go.
Try to defend him.
Yeah, with you and with Terry, right? You worked out with her.
Yes, with Terry. Mm-hmm. Terry, my girl. Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, thank you for having us.
And thank you.
Guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. And I hope it doesn't snow too bad.
No, me too.
When it does snow, just think, we're out here in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will actually think of that.
All right, guys.
You guys have a great time.
We love you.
We love you, too, Ida.
Love you, too.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was disgusting.
So they were calling all the way in. From San Pedro.
Guatemala.
What did you do?
He ripped.
I totally missed that.
She heard it.
Dawn had to, I can't hear shit with these headphones
on. I didn't hear it. Because
you have the volume so goddamn loud.
He shut his mic off when he did it, probably.
No.
I can't smell anything, and my sinuses are clogged.
Wow.
So. That's what happened.
Keep it real.
But John McDonald, he's on.
What's up, Johnny?
Yes, he did say it looks good on YouTube, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. He's saying hello to Red and a couple other people he knows. I love how all you guys are, like, talking
to everybody else.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's
the
what I was
going to
say.
You know,
so, and
stay here on Facebook if you'd like.
Wayne Cross, he says he loves all of us.
Excellent.
So that's
love
excellent.
You, Wayne.
Thank you.
You know what? Stay here on Facebook and watch us, or go to YouTube where it's better, more comfortable. Relax and watch us in better light, better sound, right?
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, maybe not. I mean, I got to start wearing makeup now, I guess.
Look,
I can do this. Close up on Margaret.
No, don't do
close
that.
Up on Rod.
Oh, good.
Close up on me.
Do the close ups in the summertime when I have less clothes on.
Yeah, but I wasn't
that's
done doing our. We have more sponsors to do, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, Strip Club Choppers. There you go. Strip Club Choppers, man. Check them out. Check out Johnny Lang. Right now, he's selling his Christmas stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to buy some presents, man. Go to stripclubchoppers.com and go on his group page, right? Or you can go on our page, too, because we have his stuff on our page. You can buy his stuff. He'll ship it to you. All that good stuff.
Yeah, and he's got a special going on now. If you buy a certain amount of money, you get a free Strip Club Choppers patch.
That's right. So definitely check out Strip Club Choppers and Strip Club Choppers East. There are so many more, but those are the only two I know at the moment right now.
There's one in Georgia, and there's quite a few.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're at every major bike event, so you want to go check them out.
And they have good stuff.
Yeah.
John Fru wants to know where the beef is. I just beefed. There you go.
Yeah, he beefed already. Oh, my God.
Can we not just continue this conversation of that vile odor that's over there just floating around?
Hey, man. That's so
look what it did to that doll.
The salt and pepper
claw. So everybody's, that's the face. Wait, you should zoom in. Can you zoom in on that with your YouTube? I'd be all professional like and shit.
There used to be flesh and blood on that.
Our YouTube watchers can see that. Zoom in on his face. Oh my God.
That's the face of anyone who gets in a truck with Johnny.
Oh, it's your moves. That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway. Look how cute that looked on the YouTube channel that our Facebook people can't see. Because you could actually
but if you're
zoom
on YouTube,
in.
You can see what I'm doing over here. Go on YouTube, subscribe to us. Because Facebook fails us a lot.
And it's not just us, it's other people too. Yes. So we're not the only ones complaining.
So you know what? If Facebook fails us and YouTube fails us, then you always got MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
And there's great sound on that too. So
Through our Mixler. And you can also hear us on TuneIn, SoundCloud, and eventually you'll hear us on iHeartRadio.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So we're rolling over here.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Little by little.
Inch by inch.
Thanks to all your help out there. You know, because every one of you people help us.
Yeah.
Help the show, and we love you for it, and we appreciate it. Especially like people like Wayne Penix and David Hayes, Angie Bean, Kip Kotler, man. Kip is the man.
Yeah, Kip.
Right? John Fru, who just called. helps us out a lot. Jane Morris and Kelly and Kim.
There's right? so many of them. So,
I can keep going all day. But, you know, we appreciate all of you. And,
People around the world that, you know, chime in here and there, man. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. But if you'd like to call on the show, it's 877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you. We're just hanging out. This is our Thanksgiving Day show. We're talking turkey. Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
So I want to ask, you and Dawn are going to be spending the day together. The kids are off to different places, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the same boat. My kids are going to be taking off all over. So
really?
I got myself 5 choice cigars. I'm going to try to smoke them all that whole day.
Jesus Christ. My God.
Yeah.
You be hanging out and you have some Iron Maidens with you?
I just picked up a bunch of the new Iron Maidens.
Iron Maidens beer. Iron Maiden makes a beer, which is really good.
It did limited runs. They're fantastic from Robinson's Ale in England. Some good stuff. The new one that came out is a Belgian wheat that's really nice. But me and Johnny, we always joke about the Iron Maidens.
Yeah.
I bring the beers to the party and at least one person steals one.
Exactly. Bastards.
I know, sons of bitches. You know, when me and Johnny show up at a party, it's pretty funny because we got the Iron Maiden beers and we both bring 2 different steaks and...
Yep.
Yeah, we make a good time just by ourselves.
Yeah, right. We have steak. Leave me alone.
Yeah, and then we got one of our friends who shows up with some kind of tandoori, tiki, something or other in a clay pot.
Yes, yes.
Having a clue what you're talking about.
It's okay. It's just me and Johnny.
Just, you know.
But
you know what? This is I'm going to repeat. I don't want to repeat myself, but I don't know. We have new listeners. I see new names.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, this is a show about the motorcycle lifestyle that we live, and we'd like to invite you to hang out with us and talk. We may not always talk about motorcycles. You know, that's definitely our main topic. But we're not going to build a motorcycle in front of you, but we will talk about the builders. We're going to talk about bike events, biker parties. We're going to be talking about biking-related stuff, even if it's the weather.
Yeah.
You know, barbecues. Restaurants or cigars.
Cigars, you know, a lot of people who like to go out for a ride like to sit back and enjoy a cigar on their ride or when they stop and hang out. So that's the kind of things we want to hear. Johnny wants to hear about, you know, the barbecue joint you guys run off to. Me, I want to hear about that favorite cigar that you smoked on your ride or if you're looking for something, you know, that you want to try, check out what I offer you as far as my reviews.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We do this, you know.
This is just, the way we like to do our show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we got so many biker shows out there. You know, and they're in garages, they're building bikes.
It's a format.
But no one actually
show.
Talks about what we talk about Sturges or Daytona or Myrtle Beach or whatever. Or bike rallies that are going on locally.
Or all the
everyday stuff.
Everyday stuff. Toy runs. You know,
and all the musicians that are associated in the biker community.
Yep.
You know, all the wonderful people that have become our friends over the last year.
Yep.
I'm
walking Jane Morris over to, like you said, the dark side.
She's there.
I see her.
She's there. Jane's on YouTube. Aaron's on YouTube. Yeah. Bunch of people are on there. So,
yes. Come on, man. Come on over to YouTube.
But there's a lot of people, like he was, these guys were talking about in the biker world, in the biker community. One of the bands that I got to meet when I was down in Daytona was a band called The Living Deads.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they've been touring. They're a rockabilly punk band. Yeah, it's actually rockabilly punk, if there is such a thing. But the girl Symphony, she plays a stand-up bass. And the drummer, they've been their home is where their camper is, basically.
Right, right.
Their home is their parking lot. And they've been doing the circuit a lot, just like, you know, Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers and so many other bands that are out there now, Pedro Espada and Rocketfly, and there are quite a few. There's a few other bands that I can't think of off the top of my head and Geneva is actually, she's one of the hardest working bands, the Geneva Keane band, and Jasmine Keane
too, yeah.
So we got to meet her when we were down in Florida, and she's been sharing our stuff, which is great. Her coffee, and just go to jasminekeane.com, and we've been very blessed that she allowed us to use one of her songs as our intro song, just like with Twinkle, and with Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. all the original artists that are out there, in addition to doing the cover stuff that they do at the biker events, because, you know, we're picky. We want to hear stuff that we know. A lot of these artists do have original music, and they get to share it with us, and then we'll share it with you.
Nova Rex.
Yeah.
Another good band we met down there.
Yeah, okay.
I had a good time with those guys.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For you, I was already in transit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a long ride.
Speaking of bands, I just want to make a quick shout out to a good friend of mine who is a longtime biker community in Florida who just, for the first time, got to play on the Whiskey stage in L.A. And Ratchet, very proud of what you've done. God bless. Get home safe.
Ratchet.
He's a good friend of mine.
Did you say Ratchet or Ratchet?
Ratchet.
Ratchet.
Ratchet. All right. I was going to make sure.
Ratchet, you know, that thing?
Yeah.
Ratchet.
No Ratchet?
You know?
We forget. Johnny has no clue of tools.
He doesn't know what it
is. I know tools. Hey, look, hold on. Check this out. I have a Randy in my pocket.
It's called a phone.
Randy, help.
Randy, I hope you're feeling better.
I don't know if anybody tuned into YouTube over the weekend. But
oh, my God.
Randy.
I'm really upset I shut it down quick because I heard it was insane.
Well, it wasn't really insane, but, you know, I'm going to school these guys. Like, if you don't want it to stay on the internet, don't post it on the internet. I get text message, we forgot to delete the videos on YouTube when we were testing the rig. Do you think you could do it? No, I'm kind of at a concert right now. I actually went and saw, I saw Almost Queen. Don't laugh. They are awesome. AlmostQueen.com.
No, I like Almost Queen.
No, they're good. I'm good friends with John and the drummer in Almost Queen. And that was a nice little surprise to be able to go there. I was supposed to go see Strike twice at the Village Pub, but I totally freaking forgot about it. And, you know, because my honey came down from the mountains because he adopted a dog.
She found Bigfoot.
No, our biker community, we love animals.
That's right.
And we rescue animals, too. We don't buy those store-bought frou-frou dogs.
No. Nope.
So he rescued a pit lab mix.
Nice.
Her name is Una.
Una.
She's adorable. She's just under 3 years old.
Okay.
And now Remy has a new sister.
Yep, that's excellent.
Yeah, I think it's great.
We rescued Simba.
Yes. And
everybody knows Simba.
And Dawn rescued you.
And Dawn rescued you.
That's right.
And Dawn rescues the kitties like I do, and I have a rescue pit bull and a rescue chihuahua at home as well.
Yeah.
We love animals. We love everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We save it all. We try and save it all anyway. Save ourselves half the time.
You eat them.
What?
You don't love animals if you eat them.
That's right, and that is why my daughter is now a vegetarian, because my daughter rescues animals and saves animals, and she thought it was very hypocritical, being a vet tech and saving animals' lives, that she needed to stop eating meat. But that's her decision, not mine. So I just don't eat meat in the house.
I love animals. I do.
I love eating.
And if David Hayes allowed me, I would eat his pig. All right?
Oh, my God. Laura is never, ever going to speak to you again.
I love you, Laura.
Not babe. You can't, babe. Forget it.
If Mike and Bob allowed me to eat his chickens, I will.
Well, they died before you had a chance to.
If they have eyes, they are alive. What is that?
I don't know.
Don't eat?
Just cook it.
I don't know.
If you could cook it, I'm eating it.
Oh, my God. They're talking about brownies and chocolate chip cookies and shit over here.
Where?
Look
at what, Jane is?
Jane and
they
Aaron.
Were talking about bourbon before. Oh, yeah, that's right. So how do you – Aaron's – okay, Aaron, I'm going to announce what you're saying. Aaron asks Jane. So, Jane, how do you feel about slutty brownies? Chocolate chip cookie dough, first layer, double stuffed Oreos on the second layer, and covered in dog brownie batter on top. Oh, my God, you people need to go to YouTube.
I almost passed out just now.
Aaron, thank you for the diabetic coma.
That was too funny. There's a lot of good combo going on YouTube. And guess what? Can't go to jail.
That's right. And like I say, come over. Come to the dark side.
Oh, God. Look
at this.
And you people get to see Johnny close up.
Yes.
In my eyes. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Don't close up on me. I have those Marty Feldman eyes. They pop out.
Honestly, Facebook is an awesome way of getting out there, but
Marty
Feldman's gonna die.
YouTube is the way.
I love Marty Feldman in Young Frankenstein.
Oh, my God. He's the best.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I love when he puts his hand on his hump and he's what hump?
What hump? Exactly.
Oh, my God. He was the best.
Young Frankenstein. My most favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
And
put the candle back.
No. Oh, God.
History of the World.
No.
Blazing Saddles.
Thank you.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Those are my two all-time favorites.
Margaret. Well, History of the World is mine.
Did you ever see Young Frankenstein on stage?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't, because you know why? I love the movie so much.
No. I was in the same boat like you.
I won't do it.
I never wanted to go see it. I finally broke down. I said, you know what? I wanted to take some friends and go see it. It was so, so good. It doesn't take away from the movie in any way, shape, or form. Actually, it enhanced it for me.
No, I won't do it because I can't. I'm just that diehard of a fan of the movie. It's like, I won't.
That's one of those movies that when you catch it on, your day's done.
Yeah.
You just sit.
Oh, yeah. That History of the World.
Rolling Papyrus. We ain't found shit.
Did you ever actually listen to the original album?
What do you mean?
There's an album of the History of the World with Mel Brooks.
Oh, really?
And now I forgot the
other. Well, Christmas is coming, I expect it.
No. I have the original album, just like from the Mad World thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same thing. But no, it's the History of the World. It's with Mel Brooks. I could see his face. It's not the old. It's old. I'm aging myself. It was my father's. He had it. But we used to just put it on and listen, you know, back in the day when you listened to records for your entertainment, like the radio. You know, like the TV shows were first on radio. That's how it was. It's hysterical.
Well, now you got me thinking. Mel Brooks with who?
I actually got the opportunity to speak to him on the phone.
Who, Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks.
Wow.
He was on a radio show taking calls, and I called in. And he was off the radio, and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, he's off the radio now." I go, "But is he still there?" "Yeah, can I please speak to him?" They put him on the phone. I talked to him. I love Mel Brooks.
The last of the greats.
Yeah, that's going to be a sad day for me.
It's a sad state of mind where a guy like that can't make a movie like he did today.
No, he can't.
Know? No, the movies, you know what they're doing with the movies now is they're remaking or trying to remake. That's why I won't go see a play of the original movie. That's why I won't. See the remake of the remake of the remake. Why bother?
Yeah.
You know, if you run out of content, you know, sorry, you suck. So come up with something good.
Yeah, like the last movie that I saw on HBO or something the other day, it was Chips, a remake of Chips.
I won't watch it.
Somebody texted me and was like, "Dude, they're not even riding. Those bikes were on trailers because those two guys can't even ride bikes." I'm like, how do you make a bike... A movie with guys on bikes that can't ride. And it's Chips. I don't know. It's just this remake thing has got to stop.
Yeah.
Come up, guys. Use your brains.
That's why I'll watch reruns on.
I can't concentrate.
Like cozy TV.
They're
or
talking
something
about
like that.
Food over here, going back and forth.
See what I mean about his distractions?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Check out what Aaron wrote. One of the most classic Thanksgiving episodes on TV.
So, Motorcycle Mayhem, for us older folks, I am thankful WKRP in Cincinnati and the infamous turkey drop with Les Nessman has to be an annual viewing event for me.
Yes.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Fuck yes. Oh, my God, we are so totally old.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
We need call letters so we can do it with our jingle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Aaron, for that.
And Johnny Fever. Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Fever. Yeah, it was good.
That was a great show.
Oh, yeah, and one of many Burt Reynolds' wives was on that show, too.
Oh, yeah.
The hot blonde bombshell, whose name?
She was married to... Burt Reynolds,
She
too?
Married Burt Reynolds, too.
What was she, like, 21 or 22?
I don't know. I don't know.
Number so, 21 or 22.
What do you do for this Thanksgiving?
Other than listening to
us. We've been yapping away.
Anybody got any good recipes for Thanksgiving?
This is the
bike and lifestyle here. You know?
Recording.
Jane's eating chocolate-covered
chips. I don't Jane and they're having their own party over here.
God.
You know what, folks?
Send us food.
I'm going to urge you to go over to YouTube, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and subscribe to us on YouTube. So much better quality. Everybody loves it.
Oh, my God.
They, check it out.
They got food porn going on over here.
Yeah, and Lonnie porn. Anderson. Thank you, Aaron.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Carl Reiner was the comedian that was with Mel Brooks.
Oh.
That did the album first, and then they made the movie
wow,
years later.
Carl Reiner. Meathead.
Carl Reiner.
Meathead, right?
No. Meathead, Carl Reiner. That was his son.
That was his Meathead. Son.
Oh,
Rob Reiner.
Well, Rob Reiner was his son.
Spinal right. Tap.
Yeah, exactly. With all that good stuff.
Wow.
So
who's going to go to the Krampus Christmas special? They actually have an event going on.
We have it right here.
Krampus, I know. Krampus.
Krampus, some event. You bring your kids that you hate, I guess, if you know Krampus, if anybody knows the story about Krampus. It's bring your bad kids there. No. But we have the toy run coming up December 3rd. With Full Throttle, that's coming up soon. We have a Christmas party, I think, on the 30th. But the toy run is the most important part.
Right.
And we'll be collecting toys for the children at Stony Brook Hospital. It's a yearly event, and we get quite a few hundred people that attend. And it is rain or shine. So even if you do not ride your motorcycle in the weather, if it's a little inclement, please come by car.
Mm-hmm.
We have our story diehard bikers out of there because the kids love seeing the motorcycles. And the fire trucks pull up to outside the hospital ward window. And they put Santa and Wonder Woman and Superman in a bucket and raise it up high. And the kids
nice.
That are can't get down to the big Christmas tree and meet everybody face to face get to actually wave to Santa.
Cool.
And Wonder Woman and Superman. It's actually a really moving event. And, last year we raised close to $15,000.
Nice.
Wow.
In donations.
Excellent.
And we're almost at that same number this year.
Very
so
cool.
So I'm very happy cool. with everybody because we had a matching donor.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, that's right, Jane. Me and Dawn did have his candy. And you know what? It was fucking amazing.
Yes.
Say.
That is correct.
He made these chocolate peanut butter cups that blew Reese's out of the water.
Wow.
I mean, they were amazing. And he made those clusters. You ever have those clusters?
Oh, the caramel, the turtles?
God, this guy.
Here we are talking about biker
candy. Yes, biker candy.
Why not?
Let's put a biker spin to it. Just say the word biker in front of every food that you talk about.
Biker burgers.
Biker
burgers sounds good. Biker tacos.
Biker candy. Right.
Bike vagina?
Bike vagina?
No, that doesn't work.
That's right.
Biker bread.
Biker bread.
Biker booze.
Yeah. You can tell we're getting tired.
We are tired. Can we end the show early, maybe?
No.
Nah, figures.
We got 20 minutes.
I know. We do. So have somebody call in.
Yeah,
anybody.
Anybody want to call in? We'd Bike love to hear from you. 877-917-5263. Give a call. We're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking turkey. What do you do for Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm listening. This is Dr. Frasier Crane. I'm listening. We started watching Frasier.
When you make Dawn laugh, I know it's funny. Oh, and she's honest. She's not even laughing at us. She's laughing at somebody
she's
else.
She's in the wrong world over there.
That's all right.
When we drove to Florida the last time, We used the iPad and we watched Frasier the entire way there. The entire way home, and I'm still watching it. I'm only in season 9 right now.
How many seasons were there?
Quite a lot.
Oh my God, that guy's like never been off TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great show. I'm gonna miss him. I feel like I'm part of their family. The family.
Wow.
His brother's hysterical on that show, though.
So I'm gonna talk about some biker events that are up and coming. In a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving, because everybody likes to take a break every
did
once in a while.
You rip again? You did.
Of course you did. So December 9th in Ronkonkoma, can you could somebody put a wall up around him or put him in a fucking bubble?
Candle.
I need to talk about these events. So December 9th in Ronkonkoma is the Long Island Bay Christmas holiday party.
Okay.
And that starts at 7 p.m. and that is at your favorite place, the Backstage Pass.
Yes.
On 33 Railroad Avenue. It's free admission for all Long Island Abate members, which we are.
Yes.
And it's $10 for non-members and there'll be live food. Free food, drink specials, cash bar, and raffles. Then this is in that was in Suffolk County. On December 10th in Hicksville, Long Island, the Who Cares Committee's 32nd annual 32 years they've been doing this. That's huge. The St. Chris Toy Run, it benefits the children of St. Christopher's Residential Treatment Center. Registration is $20 per person with a new unwrapped toy. And they register between 9:30 and 11:30 at the Sears on Broadway. It's Route 106 for those who don't know in Hicksville. And the after party will be at the VFW Hall, 320 South Broadway, with food, music, prizes, and more. And for info, you can call 516-286-8192. And then we have our Bikers for Christ, which is another great organization. And it's the local one here, the Rushing Wind Biker Church here in Long Island. It's December 16th. It's their Christmas celebration. It's their 10th annual event from 4 to 8 p.m. And I think that that address is wrong, but it does say the Brentwood American Legion Hall at 198 First Street. Food, music, free soft drinks, 50-50, and that's $20 for adults. And then the huge New Year's Day event, which we may consider to go to prior, since we're going to be hungover anyway. Every single year for the last 15 years, our own little Long Island notable there, Fingers, from a radio station, WBAB, he does the Cold Finger Run. And every January 1st, they start off at the Cradle of Aviation Museum and go to WBAB.com. Non-riders are welcome. You don't have to ride in the cold on your motorcycle, but just go check it out.
Yeah, man. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of those.
You do freeze your ass off.
Oh, yes, you do. I did it one time. We came back in 27-degree weather. It was so cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cold when you're riding, on a bike, 27 degrees is like 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if you don't have the right gear. So.
And we had a ride all the way from Islip back to East Northport. So.
That's a ride.
Yeah.
And you froze. Yeah, but that's actually, that really is good for hangovers, I have found.
It is. Oh, yeah, it is. A cure.
I used to do that 20 years ago, and I found that after partying your butt off on New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day, jumping on the motorcycle and getting that wind in your face, kind of like detoxes you. A little.
Exactly.
No matter how cold it was. Even if it was like a quick 20 minutes, just, you know, get on the bike and ride.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. There's a song about that, isn't there?
A song about that?
Get in your bike and ride. Isn't there a line in a song or something? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
And then don't forget, guys, the Progressive International Motorcycle Shows at the Javits Center, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then your buddy Jim Chinesi's benefit.
Yes, December 3rd, Jim Chinesi benefit. At the Backstage Pass, 33 Railroad Avenue in Ronkonkoma. Go check it out. We got a lot of bands playing there. Who do we have, Rod? We're going to have...
he forgot. just so you know, he's one of the organizers.
Yeah,
of the event.
We're going to have Lay Your Hands on Me. We're going to have Terror Garden play.
All right.
We're going to have... what are they called? Streetlight Circus.
Oh, wow.
Grim Jack.
Nice.
And what's Russ's band called? Plus we're going to have Mike's band, Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have, hold on, let me get the last band up. I forgot the name of it.
Arrival?
No, it ain't Arrival. Too bad it ain't Arrival.
That would be interesting to see, though.
We are trying to do a comeback. Maybe I'll play Arrival song on the way out.
No, thank you. I listened to my 80s music on my way here.
Shut down in a heartbeat.
Can you tell that I like the band? Just saying. Sorry.
Oh my
no,
God.
Actually, it's good original. I like the...
It's definitely 80s original.
It's 80s originals. I'm only busting the shops.
Sinner's Prayer is Russ's
band. That's Russ Dudo and Gary Worrell.
Yeah, check them out. So it's a good time. It's going to be December 3rd in Ronkonkoma.
Easily jump on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, yeah, that's the best way.
Bang.
It's diagonally across from the Long Island Railroad Ronkonkoma Station.
Yep.
So be responsible and jump on the train
and come down
and go there. It's an all-day event. all day and night. It's probably a good 12-hour thing. So stop down. No matter what time you get there, there's going to be an excellent band.
It's going to be a great day.
And show your support for Jim. And it's going to,
So
it's going to be excellent.
At the end of the show tonight, after I play our theme song out, I will play an Arrival song. So stick around. One of my old bands I was in. So pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
I thought Mama said no.
What? I don't care. It doesn't matter what I say. It's Johnny's freaking. He's pushing the button.
It doesn't matter what Mama says.
It doesn't matter.
It's what Dada says over here.
Papa.
Papa.
I ain't calling you Daddy. Who's your daddy? Not you. You fucking dick.
Listen,
we love. Listen. Don't get me started.
Dave Rogers is in the house.
That's right.
Don't mess with Dave Rogers.
No, do not mess with him. I think he met Fat Bottom Girls, not Far Bottom Girls. You guys and your big fat fingers.
Jane, you're very welcome. We are privileged to hang that banner. And we thank you for giving it to us.
That's the banner right in the front.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Never forget 9/11
Foundation. Yep. That's right. So, and Aaron loves to hear new music. Aaron, that's actually me playing the drums. What you're going to hear after this.
So critique him, too.
Dawn can't wait. She's like, oh, my God, I can't wait. She's like,
I'll wait for you, oh, my God. She's like, she's laughing at other people.
I know, right? We thought we're having a funny show over here, and she's fucking laughing at something else.
She's not laughing at you. And here I'm thinking you're funny because Dawn's laughing at you, and she's laughing at somebody else.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, and do we have any more shout-outs?
Shout-outs, man.
To give to our peeps out there in Motorcycle Mayhem land.
Well, we got to wish Bobby and Elisa a happy Thanksgiving.
Sure. Happy Thanksgiving to them, yes. And who else?
There's a lot.
A lot of people out there, man. Yeah. They help us out. A lot of these groups, and, of course, Biker Trash Nation just rolling right along. You know what I mean?
Actually, they are. They've increased their
I think over 14,000 now.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous.
They're kicking ass, man. Good for you, Wayne Pennix. And the First Lady, Vandy.
She's great. Right? Oh, look at Tim Ford.
Tim Ford's happily
He's getting a kiss
over there.
From his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From his daughter?
Yes.
I know that now.
Because he makes apple pie.
Oh.
God damn it.
Jeez.
He posted pictures of apple pie.
That's it.
Damn it.
You know what? Any of your new listeners that are out there that we have tonight, like I said before, check us out, man. We just talk about biker stuff, you know what I mean? Biker shows, biker events, bike weeks, you know what I mean? Bikes, bike builders, bike painters. So, you know what? If you have any comments you want to add, please call us or write into us while we're doing the show. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. I see more and more people keep going on YouTube, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Because we're getting a great video and great sound. And eventually I'd like to have the entire show be on YouTube. So keep that up. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, we'll have to worry about Facebook.
Mm-mm.
Just YouTube.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Can I talk about another event?
Please do.
Okay. On December 17th, a good friend of mine, Ginger, she works for the Amber Court Assisted Living. She's been doing this for a good amount of years, at least 10 years or more. She's the activities director over there. And for those of you who do not have grandparents any longer, the people over, the residents over at the Assisted Living, I dropped a link to it, by the way, on our feed, on the show feed. It's the address is 3400 Brush Hollow Road in Westbury, New York, and the event is Sunday, December 17th from 1:30 in the afternoon till 4. So if you don't have a grandparent anymore and you want to have some give some Christmas cheer to the adult residents there, they love it. We dance, Santa, gifts, presents. You bring a little dollar store item. We have cookies, cake, pictures with Santa Claus. Let me tell you something. There's some hardcore bikers that show up at this event.
I'm sure there are.
And it is the greatest thing I have ever seen, and I've always supported what she's been doing.
Excellent.
I dropped the event link to it. So this Sunday, December 17th from 1:30 to 4:30.
Excellent. Good job. And we have Mr. Red Wolf on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Red.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to catch you to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, Red. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, hon. Love your show. I'm addicted.
Now, we actually promoted we promoted that you are doing YouTube as well. So, right? You're going to start doing the YouTube channel yourself, right?
Absolutely. But you know what? I'm not even safe on YouTube. I think I got kicked off them once already.
Really?
On YouTube, too?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
You're in a league of your own, my friend.
Wow.
Well, see, you know what? There's this thing on YouTube that gives you restrictions for children, for anybody under the age of 13 can't watch it. It's, and they ask you, excuse me, so after we go live, I go back in and I change the viewing. You have with like within 24 hours to do it. And I actually go back in and change it.
So if I change the settings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get kicked off then. And just make sure you don't play any copyrighted music. None. Even if you have permission. I found that out too. Because then they'll add. Well, if you have permission from the artist and it's still copyrighted, they'll show ads. But if you want ad free, you have to have it in writing from the artist that you're allowed to play their music. It doesn't matter.
How many ads are you going to show? I usually do 1 minute clips.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? You could be. I think you would do really well on YouTube channel, but just restrict the age when you go into your settings. Restrict the age, and then you should be fine, and you won't get kicked off. That Joe Santiago goes on there and talks up. You know, he does his YouTube channel. He gets like a million viewers, and his videos are less than 2 minutes.
Wow!
And he talks horribly about the world
in
a funny, sarcastic kind of way. Similar to your shtick, but yours I like better because it's the real deal, and his is just he has to write it, you know. But right. it's your views.
Gotcha.
So yeah, you should do fine. Yeah. I would subscribe to your channel.
Definitely, no doubt.
Sweet.
So what do you do for Thanksgiving, there, brother?
I'm gonna give it a shot.
What do you do for Thanksgiving, brother? What do you do for Thanksgiving?
You know what? That's too far ahead. I try to think in 5 minute increments. I don't even know what I'm doing when I hang up the phone.
Nice. What are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful that, you know, I got my boys back, went out to Texas, got one, fought for the other in court for over a year, got him.
That's great.
My daughter got married and she moved to Germany. But her husband's going to be stationed in New York, so she's coming back.
Okay.
So it's been a great year. I was on your show.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, so it's been great.
Wow.
That's really good news. I always love about families being reunited, and I'm very proud and for what you did and what you went through with your boys. So I give you kudos for that. Not too many men would do that. So much appreciated.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they're loving it.
Yeah. So
my kids are my heart and soul.
That's so good to hear.
That's awesome to hear. But, Red, we're going to let you go. Enjoy your night. We're going to be ending the show in a couple
of
minutes.
You too.
And have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Are your Halloween decorations still up, by the way?
No.
You took them down?
Down.
Really? Shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost a lot of stuff in the wind last year.
Oh, you
did?
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
I said, let me take it down, pack it up.
Nice.
All right, cool. Nice work, by the way.
Red, have a great night, buddy.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye now.
You too.
Bye.
Peace.
Oh, you didn't do his thing.
I got something better. Anyway.
There goes the feather.
Now, we haven't talked about this at all.
Yeah, three times I spoke about it.
The world captain?
Yes.
Three freaking times.
Well,
Mr. Johnny on the spot. Yes. Roadcaptain.com.
Johnny, what part of the food?
Rewind to, I don't know, let's see.
Well, I never said my
25
shtick.
Point thing. It was not a shtick. I just kept promoting the app. So
like,
now you can do the
every
shtick
biker
part.
Should have this app.
That's right.
Once up and going, which will be real soon, you must have it. Roadcaptain.com. Check them out. Okay. Thank you.
They have an updated website now. Sign up for their mailing list. Whatever, you'll get notified as soon as the app launches.
That's right.
It actually has been downloaded For the test riders that are doing the final testing, they're in the final testing phase of the app.
So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And whoever called in, John Frew and Paul and and who else called in?
And Red Wolf.
Red Wolf. And Lisa.
Yes.
And I hope you guys enjoy the show. And we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there.
Yeah.
And safe and, you know.
And take a couple of minutes and go out and support your community for all those that are out there in need. Take 5 minutes and offer what the blessings that you have onto somebody else this holiday season.
Right.
Because there's always somebody that could use a little bit extra.
That's right. Like extra piece of turkey leg or some more stuffing, right? But again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and definitely keep going up to YouTube and you'll love it, all right? And that's going to be the show for tonight.
So we wish you all
a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week. And stay around because I'm playing a quick Arrival song after this.
if you can see Dawn's face right now.
I'm looking for it. Don't go away.
It's a sign.
Oh, here. I'll put it here. Hold on.
No, we're so organized.
We're still here. We're hanging on.
I don't know what happened, but like an hour and a half ago, the comments just stopped moving.
So you're going to hear.
I got it going on mine. Yeah, I don't know what
you'll hear a rival song. I'm on the drums.
Really?
Let me pick a good one.
Like you said, all the comments.
All right, let's play this one.
It's a white screen.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I shot.